This is Dagaris Masculist MGTOW Flyers. That is two three-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Dagaris. This is Flyer 3-9, entitled Women's Growing Inferiority Complex. Description. This flyer considers the idea that there will be such massive negative opinion of women's immorality and women's inferior performance abilities coming from men in the next decade or two that women will develop a severe inferiority complex. The flyer itself. Women's Growing Inferiority Complex. I was sitting in my camp chair listening to the lapping of the waves at the beach, thinking about the longer-term effects of the rise and rise of MGTOW / masculism on women's self-esteem. I predict that as the broadcast media eventually really starts listening to men's issues, as they must if the population is not to continue crashing due to 70% of young men under 35 in the US refusing to marry and have kids due to the toxicity of the fluffy feminist-dominated divorce courts, close bracket, then male contempt and disgust of women will rise to the point that women undergo a deep inferiority complex. Thanks to MGTOW / masculist ideas, millions of men around the world are waking up to women's parasitic nature and their inferior performance record, with roughly one married father in four in the US being financially massacred by their sadistic ex-wives. It's clear that what women really think of men. They see men as exploitable and do not value men for men's personalities, but only as checkbooks, that is, cash machines. As MGTOW / masculism spreads and spreads, men are waking up to this and are learning to distrust women more and to treat them with an increasing level of contempt. MGTOW / masculist ideas are also teaching men that men outperform women in nearly all endeavors. Men have a 10% higher IQ variance than women, so that the morons and the genii are males. Men have, not surprisingly, won 99% of the science Nobel Prizes. A similar story holds for the percentage of entries in the Who's Who books that are male, or the percentage of presidents or prime ministers of countries, or CEOs of top companies, etc. Men are the top performers. Men have a much higher testosterone level than women, so are more aggressive, ambitious, dogged, and persistent, so achieve far more than women. With the contraceptive pill, women now choose to have 0, 1, or 2 kids, so have 40 plus years of career time, so of necessity they are taking up traditional male career roles and finding that they cannot compete with men. Women are realizing this to an ever greater extent. As MGTOW / masculist ideas spread throughout society and boys learn of these facts, they can punch with science the counterclaims of girls who have been brainwashed with feminist PC bullshit that women are the superior sex. There is now such a male backlash against the feminazi takeover of the divorce courts and the broadcast media that MGTOW / masculist influenced male journalists will feel much freer to be critical of women and express their contempt for female financial parasitism and their laziness, that is, women not bothering to become FIPs by not studying FIP majors at high school or college, expecting some robot male manslave to pay their bills. With male criticism coming from all sides against women, women in time will develop an inferiority complex and fall back into the traditional self-image of being the inferior sex that women have had throughout nearly all of history. If women's abilities and morals were truly superior to men's, then their status throughout history would have been very different to what it has been. Today's PC-based fluffy feminist ideology will not be able to withstand the science-based, that is, reality-based, onslaught from the MGTOW / masculists. Women will be bombarded from all sides, including in their own personal lives. They will be hearing such comments as, typical hypergamous female, fluffy parasite, buy your own drinks, you bloody fluffies, fip up female, etc. No matter how hard women try to outperform males, they will fail because they just don't have the genes for it. So I predict within a decade or two, men will be back in the dominant position ideologically and culturally speaking. When PC and PR attitudes clash, PR is political realism, PR always wins out because PR is based on reality. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. YouTube channel name de Garis, Masklist, MGTOW, Flyers. Ciao.